Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. The message today comes from the passage in Acts, and just a brief few verses from that. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. They were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language?" And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocked, saying, "They are filled with new wine." This is God's word. These devout Jews, they saw the disciples. They heard the disciples. They even observed a phenomenon that was unexplainable. And to their benefit, they even asked a very good question. What does this all mean? Seems like the right move, at least for them. They were curious. They were looking for answers. But the problem was that they were focused on only what they could see and what they could hear. They were focused only on what they could explain. Because they couldn't explain it, they came to the wrong conclusion. These disciples, they're simply drunk. But not us, right? We see the work of the Holy Spirit. We always arrive at the right conclusion, don't we? Don't we? Have you ever woken up and not felt like a Christian? Your prayers feeling empty? God's word feeling distant? And in these times, you might even ask, if the Holy Spirit is really alive in me, shouldn't I feel something? And if you feel nothing, do you start to wonder if maybe something is missing, or worse, if you are missing something? Or maybe you believe that Jesus did die for you. You believe that He rose. But deep down you continue looking for proof that He did it for you. And so you go searching, not to the cross, but not to His promises. You go searching inside of yourself. You look for evidence that you have changed enough, that you feel close enough to God, that you feel the Holy Spirit. And you see, when the evidence is weak or uncertain, you begin to question Christ's work for you. You see, when the people at Pentecost, they were looking at what they could see and hear, trying to figure out what it meant. We do the same thing, just in a different direction. We look for what we feel. We look for what we don't feel, and then try to decide what that means about the Holy Spirit. The crowd tried to understand the Holy Spirit by what they saw, and they got it wrong. We try to understand the Holy Spirit by what we feel, and we get it wrong. The consequences of this are despair, or as we saw with the crowd, pride. See, when we look for the Holy Spirit anywhere other than where Christ has promised to give Him, we will find ourselves in one of these two places, pride or despair. But notice what Peter does to correct them. In his sermon, he doesn't ask them to analyze their feelings. He doesn't ask them to explain what they are seeing. He doesn't point them inward towards Himself, themselves. Instead, He points them outward to Jesus. He reminds them that this Jesus of Nazareth was crucified, died, risen, and now is exalted. And He tells them that it is Jesus who has sent the Holy Spirit. You see, Pentecost, it's not simply about the Holy Spirit showing up. It's about Jesus giving. Jesus gave Himself by entering into creation. He gave Himself By bearing our sins on his shoulder, he gave himself by suffering the judgment of the Father. He gave himself by entering into death and rising again so that he could defeat it. So often we look for evidence of the Holy Spirit in ourselves. So often we separate him from the Trinity and we treat him as this independent measure of our faith. Sure, we believe in Jesus. We believe in his death. We believe in his resurrection. Yes, we know what he did for us and that he did it out of love. But all too often, we rely on our feelings for that confidence. And in times when that confidence is low, we worry. We begin searching ourselves for evidence that the Spirit is within us. Sometimes I wonder if maybe how we teach doctrine contributes to this crisis of faith. Not because we teach it incorrectly. We're Lutherans. It's because we don't spend enough time explaining Christ's gift that is the Holy Spirit. You see, we state that our faith is a result of the Holy Spirit working within us. And then we quickly move on to whatever point we're trying to make. And in these moments, I wonder if maybe what we hear is this. The Holy Spirit gives me faith, and because it is given to me, I must find evidence of it. And in the times that I don't, or in the times that that evidence is weak, I look for an explanation. I analyze the reason. I do what the crowd does, and I come to the wrong conclusion. I conclude something about my faith, and I despair. But here's the thing. Holy Spirit, it's not about the measurement of my faith. The Holy Spirit is not even about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is about Jesus. He is always about Jesus. What started on Good Friday, what continued through Easter, is now displaying its fruit on Pentecost. Pentecost is not an independent event that can be disconnected from Christ and the cross. The Holy Spirit is not something that can be separated from Jesus and viewed in isolation. The Holy Spirit is a gift given by the Lord, the risen Lord. And that gift is not given so that we can feel something. It is given so that we can know something. Christ sends the Spirit because the confidence of our salvation cannot, must not depend on how we reason or how we feel. Someone once said, you don't find water by staring at your thirst. You find water where water is given. It's Peter's message. We don't find confidence of our salvation by staring at the Holy Spirit. We find salvation by staring at Jesus. The level of our belief, our feeling of confidence, is of no consequence. Don't start with the Holy Spirit. Start with Jesus. Start with Good Friday. Start with Easter Sunday. Holy Spirit's a gift. And with this gift is given another gift. The gift of faith. And these gifts have one purpose and one purpose only. That purpose has nothing to do with your feelings. It has everything to do with Jesus and what he has done for you. So look at the Holy Spirit as a gift that has been given to you. And where do we find evidence of this gift? Not within ourselves, but where Christ has promised to give him. You see, when we look for the Holy Spirit anywhere other than where Christ has promised to give him, we either despair or we become proud. So where has Christ promised to give his gift? In the preached word, in holy baptism. In absolution, at the table, not as ideas, not as symbols, but as His own giving. You may not feel like the Spirit is present. You may not understand how He can be. But Pentecost is not built on your feelings. It's built on Christ, who was crucified, who was risen, and who now pours out His Spirit. So do not look inside yourselves to find Him, to feel Him. Look to Christ and to where He is giving Himself to you. Because the Holy Spirit is in you, yes, but He's given to you by Christ. Please pray with me. Lord, fix our eyes not on ourselves, but on You. Give us Your Holy Spirit through Your word and gifts. Grant us sure confidence in Your promises. For You live and reign with the Father, the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.